In the next few weeks, the Bush administration will begin requiring states to identify poor-performing public schools. That means local and state education officials will have to answer for the academic failure of students, including those who don't speak English. And that won't be easy. In rural Pennsylvania, for example, many of these students are at risk because schools don't know how to help them, NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Adams County in south central Pennsylvania is home to Gettysburg National Park, apple and peach orchards, and lots of newly arrived Mexican families from San Luis Potosí, Zacatecas, Michoacán, words that don't exactly roll off Dan Teet's tongue.
Sí is the only... Señor, I wish I did speak some Spanish. There's two things
Teets is the principal of New Oxford Middle School. He says he wishes he spoke Spanish because every year, more and more students who are bused to his school speak only Spanish. And yet the school does not have a single teacher certified to teach English as a second language. Pennsylvania is the only state in the nation that does not require ESL certification. So Teets had to borrow the high school French teacher, Darren Hess.
We told you how it was born in.
Nungle.
Nungle, stop, said back, Jim. You're...
silliness.
Your silliness, can you
Hess says
out?
He's felt overwhelmed.
It is something that you don't want to go into blind because they are all on different levels, and that takes a very skilled teacher, and that takes years of experience, and I don't have those years of experience.
Today, Hess is tutoring two students who are learning English quickly. But a few feet away in the same room, an aide works with a group of kids who are not. They're much, much farther behind.
Ay, Elisa, copy.
No, it won't matter.
It's copy, man.
Look on this.
Jeronimo, a fidgety 13-year-old, is struggling. He's upset today because another student is copying a list of words off his paper. Jeronimo arrived last September and was placed in 7th grade, even though he's only reading at a 2nd grade level, in both English and Spanish. Hess says he has yet to see Jeronimo's school records from Mexico.
I gave him an oral proficiency test and I said, what is your name? And then he said, no sé inglés. That's what he said to me. So we stopped the test and then just didn't even go any more than that.
Jeronimo is the kind of student that schools often don't know how to help. Testing him may or may not tell teachers where he belongs, why he's not learning, or if he's ever going to catch up. What the federal government wants to put an end to is the warehousing of kids like Jeronimo.
And that's not meant as a threat, it's just meant as the law.
U.S. Undersecretary of Education Eugene Hickok is overseeing the enforcement of the No Child Left Behind Act. State by state.
They will not, nor will any other state, have a whole lot of time to sit there and say, this will take a while for us to get done. This school year coming up, they have to have the assessments, they have to identify adequate yearly progress and where it's not being made.
Hickok, a former Secretary of Education in Pennsylvania, says schools will have to break down and report students' academic standing by race, income, and language group. And they'll have to explain why kids are failing. This, of course, is all very unsettling for local school officials. In Adams County, Conowago's assistant school superintendent, Kathy Carbo, says most students who don't speak English need at least 3 years before they can handle a test in English or even begin to meet the same academic standards everybody else must meet.
If you say, here's a student, they've been with you a year, we're going to test and we're going to hold that up to the public as an example, that's unfair. Give us some time to show that, indeed, being in our school system makes a difference in terms of achievement.
More time to do what? Asks Carmen Medina, a parent activist. Students who don't know English receive only 45 minutes of English instruction a day, 5 days a week. That's it, says Medina. That's why it takes so long for them to catch up. That's why they're frustrated.
They have dreams like any other child in the United States and in the world, but they're being neglected, left in a corner, invisible.
4 years ago, Medina got state funds to run a program called Generación 10, Spanish for Generation 10, which tutors about 250 students after school and at home. She says there's at least 700 more kids in Adams County who don't get help. Some are not properly evaluated. Consider the case of 12-year-old Angelica Zavala. She arrived at age 8 and was immediately placed in a class with emotionally disturbed children.
Yo me sentía veces mal. También a unos niños les ayudaban como
usar la cuchara.
Angelica says she felt bad having to spend all day learning how to hold a spoon. She did not want to go to school. Angelica's parents complained about her placement. That's when Medina stepped in and challenged the school psychologist's evaluation of Angelica's intellectual ability.
So we demanded for the psychologist to be present in a meeting. And then the psychologist retracted himself, and they decided to put her in the regular school, but still, the assistant superintendent, he pointed a finger at me and told me that I was setting her for failure.
Angelica did not fail. Although she's shy and still prefers to speak Spanish, Angelica today is a top math student and a tutor to other students who don't speak English.
Yo me sentí contenta que regresé a la escuela normal.
I just wanted to be happy, to feel normal, says Angelica. The way some schools have treated Mexican children is shameful, says Stephen Nichols, a Republican state legislator from Adams County. But he says it reflects an overall view here.
There are many people in communities in this area and elsewhere in this nation, I believe, who see these students and just kind of look at them as a cost burden in the school district. Providing services to them is much more difficult than providing it to, you know, your own children in that community. They don't want their taxes to go up, and, they don't want it to go up for someone who can't speak English.
Nichols has introduced legislation that would earmark $1,000 extra for every ESL student in the state. State lawmakers say Nichols' request is dead on arrival. Charles Zogby, Pennsylvania's current Secretary of Education, says money without a serious review of how schools deal with kids who don't speak English would be a mistake. That's why Zogby welcomes the new federal oversight.
The president has laid before us a very serious challenge to leave no child behind. And it won't be just consequences for the state. It'll be consequences for local school districts as well. But more importantly, it's consequences for children if we don't do our job because they're not adequately prepared in the way that they should.
That's what Mexican parents in Adams County say they want to believe. Maybe soon, they say, schools will take them and their children's needs seriously. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Adams County, Pennsylvania.